you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Tonight on Nightly Pop.
There's a lot of weird going on these LA streets.
A lot. Leo's always there. It looks like Scott and Amelia Hamlin are over.
It's a butterfly or a balloon. A breakup happened.
I'm so naughty showing you.
You're calling me why?
You walking into a room and body shaming yourself.
I'm why?
With your big ass face and your big ass forehead.
That was mean.
That was so insane.
What's your guys' take on having sex on your table? On hard surfaces, you into
that
it?
That's a pretty table.
You said that you guys hung out twice. She said 10 times.
Brendan, that's a lie.
I'll tell you right now, he's a mother liar.
Yeah.
I smell it on him.
Slide into bed with us starting right now. Welcome to Nightly Pop, you guys. I miss you. It's been days. It's been days. Did you have a relaxing weekend?
Very relaxing.
I know you were by a pool. A lot of body of water in your stories.
Water, yeah. I need the water, the calm. It was beautiful.
Beautiful. Yes. I was like, did she go to Hawaii for the week? I was like, what's
it
happening?
It did look like Hawaii.
It did.
You DM me, you were like, are you on vacation?
Yeah.
I was like, oh, she's panicking.
Yeah.
you went the opposite way. You went to the desert?
Yeah. I went to Scottsdale.
Ooh.
Let me tell you something about Scottsdale that you might not know. It's hot.
Yeah.
It is hot in that motherfucker. A lot of golf, a lot of sitting and eating quesadillas. I don't know, random.
Old people need that constant 105.
They do.
So they moved to Scottsdale. It's the only thing that keeps them going.
All right, let's get started because Scott and Amelia Hamlin are over. She posted a cryptic message saying never settle for less. It's a strong stance, you guys. But do you think that they're going to get back together? What's the future for this couple?
We know there's a breakup with the quotes. The quotes come. You know it's a breakup. You see these quotes from these women who've been on boats and on beaches with their booze, hands all over the place, and now all of a sudden she's posting a quote with a butterfly, honey. If it's a butterfly or a sunset or, you know what I mean, a balloon or a rainbow, a breakup happens.
It's true. So. It's also butterfly mating season. Lots of facts for you guys today.
Look at you.
I don't know why I know that.
Okay, this is Discovery Channel.
You go to Scottsdale one time and all of a sudden you're an intellectual.
Someone said that to me. I'm like, why are there so many butterflies? But anyway, it's mating season.
Yeah.
They're getting back.
I don't know. They might. I feel like I will say I was surprised that she ended it. Because this really to me confirms the fact that he really did leave those DMs. Because I think if the DMs were fake, she would still be in a relationship with him. She saw it. She confronted him about it, obviously. And he told her he admitted it was real. And I will say she does have a wise mother. Lisa Rinna is a little cuckoo, but she has been with her man for a long time. So I feel like she can give solid relationship advice. And he is not over Courtney.
Never, and it's never going to be, which is one thing, which I said earlier, it's like, it's one thing if he wants to DM a sister or a mom or somebody in the Kardashian clan to be like, what is Courtney doing? This is a lot. But
don't DM
the ex-boyfriend.
Bad idea.
Don't DM at all, first and foremost. No. Hunter, what this means, Amelia, single. This could, and looking gorgeous.
Where do I even find Amelia? She's the second hardest Amelia to find.
Stupid. Idiot. Moving on to our overshare of the week, Megan Fox and Machine Gun Kelly strongly hinted that they had a lot of sex on their Airbnb table. Not surprised by this. What's your guys' take on having sex on your table? On hard surfaces, you into
that
it?
That's a pretty table.
That's a big table.
I will say, of all, my table
that's
right...
It's a big table.
It's a big table, but it hurts.
No, but I have a table right now from IKEA that's got two pretty flimsy wooden crossbars underneath it. Nobody's on that table.
Right.
You could maybe do against the table.
Okay.
And it's got to be pretty still, but you can't do on the table.
It's got to be pretty still.
Like, you just can't do a lot of thrusting.
Not
on
a lot
that
of rock.
Don't use the table. We get it. It's a card table.
It's a card table.
This is more of a Morgan Stewart table.
Yes.
Yeah. I could see something like this, you know, not those chairs though, but this in your home, you wouldn't get them chairs, honey.
No.
But a big, huge table like this. But also, now I have been on the Megan Fox and Machine Gun. I've been feeling like they are real. This post, I don't know.
A little force.
This post is a little pressed. I could care less if they on the table. To me, that's basic anyway.
Yeah. Well, they don't want to become like an adult couple. You know, they don't want to now post photos about like, hey, can you believe like our 2-year anniversary, we're going to go get a nice brunch somewhere, have a mimosa.
Yeah.
They don't want to become that couple. So it's almost like they have to, it's the punk rock thing. And then all of a sudden the punk rock guy becomes too old to be punk rock. Mm. And then you're like, this is forced, Sid Vicious. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It just the on the table doesn't do anything for me, but maybe for their younger audience.
Yeah, and also it hurts. No?
It hurts to have sex on a table.
Oh, that block of marble, like, I just feel the lower back already. All right.
This is who Megan Fox does not want to become.
I am so unfun. Don't say what I said. All right, there's nothing more awkward than your first real kiss. And so Zendaya just told British Vogue that her first kiss was supposed to be on camera years ago. She was asked to lock lips with her Shake It Up co-star, but she said, I'm not going to do this. I'm going to kiss him on the cheek because I haven't been kissed yet, so I don't want the kiss to be on camera.
Okay.
I think that's fair. Would you have been mortified if your first kiss was filmed?
Well, if I was getting paid, Zendaya was getting paid, we could do the first on camera. I don't care.
Okay.
She's getting paid millions and millions of dollars, child.
If we did a nightly pop like trivia game and I was asked to name who said what Nina just said, I would have guessed Hunter. That was a really solid yes.
I got some houses I've been looking at on Zillow, honey. Go ahead, let's get this camera rolling, baby. I need this pool.
Listen, all you need to do is do this and then a little OnlyFans and you're set for that house at Zillow.
Dunsies. Yeah. Of all the moments in my life, my first kiss I would not want immortalized forever on film. That's the one thing I'm glad nobody saw.
Yeah.
I'm sad that she was even there, to be honest. She didn't have a great impression.
Would you do your first kiss on camera?
I guess why it's stressful, but good for her for standing up for herself, because most people in her position would have just gone along with it. I definitely would have gone along with it and complained after.
That is my specialty.
You say yes to everything for years, you set no boundaries, then you complain after, and then when you really say no, people are like, no, you don't say no, and then...
This is the most of yourself you have given to this show.
It is so aware. Right?
I will say.
I'm going to do it, but I'm going to talk about it for 3 weeks.
Like, 3 weeks?
Yeah. Oh, 2 years. It's a long time.
Yeah, okay. There you go.
Okay. And if you're in the middle of eating a late night snack, maybe look away at this point. Elle King just posted an appreciation photo of her mother cooking up her placenta.
Oh.
I can't even look.
I thought that was steak, girl.
No.
I was like, oh, she's making a roast for dinner.
Uh-uh.
I thought that was going to be nice.
I'm not going to even read it.
This is a placenta?
I'm going to tell you. So Elle King gave birth to her first child. Kept the placenta. Mom is cooking the placenta so she can eat it. And I'm going to tell you something. I gave birth. I looked down and I said, what the f*** happened? And never again.
You didn't take it.
No. A
little garlic salt may change your mind.
Let me tell you something. It does. And look, they do say that there's a lot of benefits and a lot of health factors. And my doctor just said, it's f***ing bullshit. Just throw it out.
Morgan, there are people starving.
Okay, you don't. What a son of a.
Don't waste good food. Do not waste good food.
But they're not eating it to get full. Like, you just take a bite, right?
No, they eat it.
You can put it, you can encapsulate it.
Like, eat it as a meal?
No, they'll, like, blend it. They'll do a bunch of different things.
Right, you take, like, a bite or two.
They'll put in.
You're not supposed to eat, like, the whole placenta.
No, you can. I can't.
You can eat the whole placenta, for sure. I used to think placenta and polenta were the same thing. Turns out, huge difference. Turns out it was cornmeal.
I'm not a mother, so I can't talk about what you should and shouldn't do with that thing. There's apparently a ton of health benefits to it.
Yeah.
If it cures COVID, I'll eat that whole thing. I'm so over this. Like, if we give us all placenta, if it can give us, like, I'm so over this. Give it to everybody. Maybe it'll cure some.
That is, I will say, if it's clear in COVID, I'm eating.
I'm like the Delta, the Beta, the Lambda. I'm tired of this. I'm getting hazed by this damn thing.
It's
at this
a
point.
Lot. Yeah.
We all in this sorority. We didn't ask to be here.
We did not. No one pledged, bitch. Do you pledge?
You tell him.
Do you pledge?
You tell him, Morgan.
You pledge, right? Okay.
For COVID?
I was at college for a week. We have to take a break, but coming up, a matchmaker waited 4 years for her boyfriend to get out of jail. Now he dropped a bomb that he doesn't want to have sex with her. That's next.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Housewives who just can't stop throwing insults. When rehashing the drama from the Williamsburg trip, Candace made things a little too personal.
Absolutely, that hoe did.
You called me a hoe.
I believe you did.
Really, and that's appropriate?
Yes. Okay. Yes, it was.
Why is that?
Because I felt like saying it.
You have no legs to stand on.
You brought because, your wife.
Because
body
you.
Down yeah, why? To Williamsburg.
I'm lying now.
To spread lies and bullshit.
So,
and then you took off with your breast milk.
Y'all want to talk about body shaming, right?
I'm so not
now,
body shaming
now you're
you.
Calling me wide?
You walking into a room, you body shaming yourself.
I'm wide.
With your big ass face and your big ass forehead.
That was mean.
It was mean. Mind you, Ashley just had a baby.
Her second baby.
Yeah. Huh? Some people don't love Ashley, so people are kind of defending Candace. But if you don't watch the show and you watch this, it's jarring.
Do you feel like Candace meant it that way?
I'm not big on insulting people by their appearance.
Right.
Like, if you want to come for me about what you don't like. Don't talk to me about, like, my appearance, my nose, my eyebrows, which
not
you would never
nose.
Have anything to say about my eyebrows right. anyway, bitch. But anyway, but, like, you know, like, don't come for someone's appearance because I just feel like it's a low blow and I think it's a cheap shot.
It's weak.
And it's not that creative.
You lose. I mean, yeah. In my opinion, like, as soon as you do that, you've just shown the other person, like, oh, you have nothing. My character's good.
Right.
So you're going to make fun of how big my chest is or something.
That right. was that was definitely hurtful and came across mean, but what are you saying about your big chest?
Like, I don't want, a lot of people will come at me and they'll go, oh, you're a big barrel-chested guy.
Oh my God.
Right. But I don't think a new mom deserves to be called wide body. I don't think anybody deserves
no.
to be called wide body.
And that's a problem because even though Ashley did start the drama, it discredits that, Candace
yeah.
discredits that because she's going after her
and
appearance.
That's what you don't want to do.
Do not bring up breast children. Milk. It's a tough thing to go through.
Those are the two rules for fighting. Don't bring up someone's appearance. Don't bring up their breast milk.
And the mama.
And the mama.
And the mama. Don't bring up the mama, the breast milk.
I feel like those are good things nowadays, though. Like, wide bodies have never been more in. It's kind of the look.
It is true. It is true. All right, and the shit hit the fan on last night's Bachelor in Paradise. Natasha accused Brendan of leading her on and already being in a relationship with Piper before the show. He tried to talk his way out of it, but made things only worse.
You said that you guys hung out twice. She said 10 times. If you say it's 2 times, she says it's 10 times. Like, Brendan, that's a lie.
I don't recall saying twice, but we hung out if I said twice, that was
a lie.
I'll tell you right now, he's a motherfucking liar.
Yeah.
I know one when I see one.
Yeah. He is a liar.
I know
liar.
What they look and smell like him.
Yeah.
I smell it on him.
He's as soon as someone says, I don't recall.
Okay.
That's a lie. That's a big lie. Whatever's afterwards is a lie.
First of all, men never even use the word recall.
No.
Unless they watch a Total Recall,
yeah.
they don't use the word recall.
Yeah.
Unless they lie.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
He's lying so badly, but he's beautiful. So it's hard to like hate him.
He ain't that beautiful.
He's attractive.
His beard doesn't even connect to his mustache. You can't trust that guy.
Does it not?
His yeah. mustache is a little island floating on Lip Lake.
He is lying, honey. Yeah, not with that beard.
Lip Lake?
Yeah. That's All my right. new thing is I attack men whose mustaches don't
connect. Yeah, you're going for the physical appearance.
Yeah, that guy's physical appearance.
Yeah. Not that this is the most important thing, but she's beautiful. She should not take that. She should leave that
she's
conversation.
She's gorgeous. She's sitting there with no makeup on, looking flawless.
With
like,
a
girl,
hat. Like, I
you
can't.
Don't have to take his.
No.
Not with that clear skin.
No. The skin.
No, baby. I have the theory. If your skin is clear, you don't have to take nobody's
Nobody's It's so true. If dating apps aren't working for you, why not try a prison? That's what Chelsea is doing on Discovery Plus's Prisoner of Love. She's fallen for Michael and can't wait to get it on when he gets out.
I want to be intimate with Michael. I do.
But listen, I want you to understand something. I'm going to be celibate.
Why? You're an adult. Like, are you for real?
I want more out of life than just worried about having sex. I want to figure out what's going on, you know, just get to know you a little bit better face-to-face in reality instead of behind a screen.
Are you talking about, like, so we're gonna wait to have sex? Like, for how long? I mean, you haven't had sex in 4 years.
I know. So why wait? Why not wait a day or a month or another year?
Michael is fine. Okay? I just want to make sure he didn't kill nobody or anything like that, but damn. He has little tattooed knuckles and everything. Michael can get it.
And Michael is very attractive.
Very attractive.
I don't think, if I was just to guess, I don't know if Michael's celibate in general or with her.
With her, girl. I'm like, so sorry.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that, too. I didn't realize
the situation. He said we can wait a day, a month, or a year. That's quite a jump.
That's quite a jump. Also, like, 4 years no sex in jail.
Oh, he got his tatted neck, bitch. Bye.
Why is...
Oh, Lord, y'all know my weakness.
Michael with her?
This beard and his neck?
Yeah.
Let's send Michael back to prison for a little bit, because I think he just robbed these two women of their hearts, huh?
No, yeah.
A little bit?
Not in my heart. It's something else, Chad.
Michael, if you plan on not being celibate, Nina's available via DM, email, HR.
I'm not available for a relationship, but, you know.
For the next tattoo for a night.
A little drinky poo.
Because he just said he wants to be celibate.
Yeah, with her. Chelsea. We're talking about Nina.
Yeah. You know, so I think what happens is when you're in prison, you get very lonely, and you just want a pen pal, and then you have this woman who wants to talk to you every day. She could be a really nice girl.
Could be really nice, but you know, for a man to not have sex for 4 years and kind of be curving you a little bit.
I don't think he's gonna have a problem sleeping with someone 10 minutes out of him getting out.
Right.
So I just think it's a Chelsea
issue.
But
girl, it's time to go. I've never had this conversation, but let me tell you, the first time I would be the last one.
100%.
Okay.
Have I ever had this? No. Not even close. We have to take another break. But coming up, a woman steals her date's heart while her friends steal his money. Love is Dead is next. Welcome back. The three of us are always spreading the love here, as you know, but sometimes that's just not enough. So it is time for Love is Dead. Some guys just can't take a hint. One man wrote to Six Brown Chicks that a blind date ended with him getting robbed at a bowling alley. Ooh. And when they had their second date at the girl's house, the same thieves robbed him again. So now he's asking, is this girl bad luck or is she setting him up?
Said, quote, I wonder.
What do you think? Like her, but I think she might be setting me up. He went on a second date with her.
But to be fair, if you went on a date with somebody, you got robbed by chance. You're not thinking it's connected to the girl.
Yes, I am.
Oh, I am.
Yeah, I'll be like, did this bitch set us up?
Are you thinking?
You're not?
No, I don't. The date would have to be really funky for me to think that.
Really?
But I'll tell you right now, if I go on a second date and the same guy's going to her house and rob me again, I'm starting to think that there's a connection here. I'd be maybe a tiny bit suspicious, and I would look for things within the date, like, oh, that is weird that she asked me for my social security number after the appetizer. But
I guess I'm just paranoid because I always think something is a setup.
See, that's smart because I'm telling you right now, if I got robbed outside of a bowling alley on a date, I would have been like, you're with
girl,
me, you're on my side.
Bowling alley, you gonna be on a date?
Yeah, very true. All right, and this next woman is causing a firestorm on TikTok for this post, which at first seems pretty innocent.
I started my day off with some grocery shopping. I just grabbed a few things to last like 2 days. And I got home, I grabbed some wine and I headed over to my workspace. My friend came over and we actually switched phones and like matched for each other. I let my cats in. I then prepped dinner. My man said that he wanted pasta tonight. And while he was at work, I went on a date. The restaurant was really, really nice. Great conversation and the food was delicious. So I really did have a nice time. When I got back home, I finished up that pasta and I served it to him for dinner. We watched a movie and then we went to sleep.
Sound like a boss bitch to me.
I want that pasta. Ooh, creamy pasta.
That's what you have to comment about?
No, that just got my attention. It looked good. Well, wow, she's busy.
Yeah, she's a busy girl.
She's got a lot going on, but I love that she goes on a date with a guy and then makes the other guy dinner.
And like, she was still on a dating app.
This sounds like Hunter.
Look, she's cooking for him. At least he's getting his needs met. He's getting the food. He didn't complain. She commented later because people didn't believe the video was real. And she said that she is in an open relationship with her boyfriend. He chooses not to date other people. She still does.
Good for her.
And he said he's satisfied with what he has. And I mean, he's getting fed and I think he's fine.
Yeah, that's all it takes. It's the two F's, fed and
He's the one guy who's ever agreed to that form of an open relationship. In the entire world of men agreeing to open relationships, he's the only one.
Happens more than you think.
I think this world now, Hunter, is becoming a little bit more adaptable. Like, people are kind of just finding themselves in situations.
Roles are really switching these days, honey bun.
It's true.
Roles are switching, but I feel like hormones are staying kind of the same.
Well, anyway, kudos to this sis.
Yeah, good for you.
I'm mad at it.
And I would love that pasta recipe. I don't know why that's in my mind now.
Get some chicken and some fettuccine.
Some chicken, right. Mm, all right.
Some shrimp.
Sure.
What do you say? Do you have drool in your mouth with the pasta?
Finally, a guy says his wife wants him to bang old ladies for money. I read that right. Okay. She got the idea after seeing rich old women flirt with him at a bar. Now he's asking, what should he do?
Well, if he's asking, it sounds like he's entertaining it.
Yeah, he is. Well, my dad came to me once. This is a true story. And he
goes, not surprised.
I met a woman and we went on a date and she goes, I think you're incredible. But I also know somebody who could set you up so you could basically sleep with old rich women. And this is, my dad told me this like 2 years ago. And
I feel like he's definitely the prototype for that.
Well, me and my brother were both really cautious. We're like, listen, man.
Oh, your brother would make some money, honey.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something. Dylan, I might go in my pocket for Dylan, baby, okay?
I'll let Dylan know. But we kind of told my dad not to do it. And I was like, how much could you make? He's like, she said that it's anywhere from like, $1,000 to $3,000 a night, depending on how much time is spent and everything. I was like, do it. I can't afford
that's,
your
I feel
retirement.
Like that's a high rate. That's
yeah,
a big rate.
She was like part of a ring of all, like the richest women in LA. Like it was discreet. Nobody knew everything.
Was
they
classy.
Were like wives and
done,
CEOs
done,
and
yeah.
stuff.
This goes this, down all
there's
the
a lot
time.
Of weird going on in these LA streets.
A lot.
It's so fascinating. I love it.
It's also,
I eat
I've
it
realized
true.
The better looking you are, like, I have had women, like this really beautiful woman told me that she gets invited to all these insane things because she's mm-hmm. stunning, and you meet like the underworld of LA
yeah.
every time.
Whole, oh. I wish somebody would do a reality show on it, and I know we can't because that's the whole point, it's secret, but there's a whole underbelly.
I never got invited to anything. You gotta be really beautiful, you know?
No, you were, you
I
were
I got invited,
invited
to an underbelly party once.
It's a weird
Did you?
World.
Yeah.
Did you go?
Yeah.
How was it?
Amazing.
Really?
Yeah.
And you were
so
like,
crazy.
I can't believe
this. Nobody's gonna believe this.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I would never say anything.
Good food?
I'm not gonna talk about it.
No. Nope. You guys, sadly, we are out of time. I know, devastating.
No. See y'all next week.
Next week. But watch us. But watch and DVR us all week for new shows. Bye.
Bye-bye.